Page 7, Voting Instructions. Review the ballot packet. It should contain at least the following items: printed ballots, a pre-addressed return envelope, secrecy sleeve, insert for ballot drop sites, and track your ballot. If any items are missing, contact Marion County Clerk Elections. Important ballot information. If a ballot has been delivered to your address and it is addressed to someone who does not live at your address, number one, mark through the address like this, and it shows a slash completely through the address label. Return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. Notify Marion County Clerk's office before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that on the label, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. To make sure your vote counts, use a black or blue ink pen. Completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To vote on a measure or candidate, complete the box next to either the yes or no or the candidate name. And it shows a picture of the box being completely darkened in, not with an X in the box. To vote, use a black or blue ink pen to completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. To correct a mistake, draw a line through the entire measure response or candidate's name. You then have the option of making another choice. And it shows a picture of you putting a line through the incorrect choice and filling in the correct one. To vote a write-in, to vote for a candidate not printed on the ballot, fill in the box provided to the left of write-in and print the first and last name of your choice on the line. Important to remember, your return envelope must be received by 8 p.m. election night and signed, or your ballot will not be counted.